Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Stop Pulling Your Hair from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. Before you begin, make sure that you're sitting or lying down someplace comfortable. And if you can, turn down the lights. Now, just before you begin to relax deeply, I just want to say a few words about hair pulling. The official scientific name for hair pulling is trichotillomania. But if you've no objection, I think I'll just refer to it as hair pulling. You may have been pulling your hair for some time. Perhaps you've even done it to such an extent that you've started to notice blood spots or bald areas on your head. It may have caused significant hair loss. As you know, it can be both painful and embarrassing. No doubt you've tried to stop, or maybe you've even stopped for considerable periods of time, but then felt compelled to start again. Maybe you've even found yourself doing it absent-mindedly. The usual pattern in hair pulling is that the puller feels mounting tension before the hair pulling starts, or while trying to resist the urge. Then comes a feeling of relief, of tension after the hair pulling. However, this relief is not unalloyed because it is often coupled with a sense of disappointment or even shame. Why did I do that again? If you think about when you pull your hair, you may have noticed that there were times when you were more likely to do it. Have you noticed that it occurred more often during times of tension? Have there been times when it didn't happen, even when you might have expected it to? Okay, now just close your eyes and focus on my voice. That's it. And hair pulling is something you've done over and over. And because you've done it so often, your mind and body have become very good at doing it. It's become instinctive. And in a few moments, I just want you to imagine pulling without actually doing it. And just get the sense of that feeling you've got just before you've pulled your hair. That's it, just imagining that feeling you sometimes get before you pull. Maybe a build-up of tension or boredom, whatever it might be, just get the sense of being about to pull in your mind. That's it. Now I just want you to strongly imagine the sensations and experience of pulling at those poor follicles. Just do the behaviour in your mind, strongly imagining right now tugging at the hair on your scalp, perhaps with a sense of ripping. That's it. Now I just want you to think about, in your own mind, the point at which an episode of that behaviour might stop. Perhaps something else grabs your attention, or it becomes too painful to continue. Or maybe you run out of hair. But just notice the end of a period of doing that, the way it would finish that behaviour. That's it. The feeling of having done that and finished the behaviour for the time being. That's good. And think about the feeling after doing that. Maybe discomfort or pain, maybe disappointment or shame or even anger. Just notice the feelings after you'd stopped. That's it. Now again, just go back in your mind to the beginning of those steps and notice the build-up of tension feeling again before pulling. Almost perhaps like a little voice in your head trying to get you to do it. Notice that build-up feeling again. Okay, good. Now I want you to go straight from that feeling to the feeling after you'd stopped pulling at your hair, missing out the middle bit of actually doing it. This might feel strange, but we know that you can do it because people do manage to do it. Just getting that feeling of having stopped right now and finished that behaviour. That's it. Now imagine being at a time in your day or night, or in some type of situation, where typically that habit would have tried to rear its ugly head. And this time, notice that the urge or build-up of tension, or little tempting voice, is very much weaker, and you can easily override it. Really notice this experience through your imagination in great depth. Okay, now you're going to become very good at doing that, until that little annoying voice gets disillusioned and begins to let you grow your hair in peace. You can really just begin to relax very deeply and soundly as you rest deeply to the sound of my voice. That's it. And you can go on a little hypnotic journey to some place so deeply peaceful and restful. And you can deeply imagine the reality of walking, the way legs move, and those feet touch the ground. That's it. And in your mind, right now, you can just get the sense of the types of colours and shapes and air of a wonderful pathway leading you through to such a relaxing and calming place. And you can even feel the sense of travelling forward through your mind towards the kind of place you need to be where you can rest so deeply and comfortably. That's it. And as I count from 1 to 10, you can just get the sense of getting closer and closer to your special place, where your body can feel so deliciously heavy with pure rest and relaxation. That's it. And 1 and 2, resting deeper and deeper with each count and to each word and to each second. And 3 and 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. That's it. Just sensing the colours and shapes and light of such a peaceful, comfortable and pleasant relaxing place. That's it. And you can go to such a deep, comfortable, and peaceful part of your mind to really learn to do things in a different, more comfortable, and healthy way. That's it. That's good. And you can feel those hands becoming heavy and numb with reluctance when it comes to betraying that scalp or working against that hair. Because your hands know your hair is only doing its job by growing strong and honest. It never wanted to be uprooted and destroyed and tyrannized in that way. And it's about time that hair had some protection and representation. That's it. And that part of you that is really going to stick up for your hair and scalp can really come to the fore right now as you relax deeply and completely to every word and moment right now. That's it, because those hands are going to work with your hair and scalp. Totally loyal to hair and scalp, those hands are sure to be gentle, friendly, and soothing, healing hands. Not destroying hands, but healing, soft, gentle, encouraging, friendly hands. That's it. And right now, in your mind, just experience those times from the future where that old voice might try to bully you, but it's so much weaker. Notice those typical times and evenly overriding the habit, allowing freedom for your scalp, as you notice the heavy, almost numb reluctance in your hands, just refusing to do any damage to your head. That's good. And again, just notice the hands being reluctant and not wanting to get involved with all that. Letting your hair breathe a sigh of relief. That's good. And in your mind, you can time travel. And you can travel to 1 month in the future, and then 2 months, and three, and beyond. And just become aware in your mind of things really starting to grow and flourish. And it's like that old bullying habit has really lost interest and gone elsewhere as you gain freedom from that and just let your hair grow as normal. okay. And for now, you can just begin to return back to the room, feeling very relaxed and comfortable, yet wide awake and alert. That's it. So I can just begin to count you back from 10 to 9. That's it. And 8 and 7. And 6 and 5. And 4 and 3. And 2 and 1. That's it. And open your eyes right now. Good. Now, remember, the more you relax to this session, the more results you'll achieve. You may also like to check out other relevant hypnotic download sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Overcome Insecurity and Instant Stress Relief. I'm Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.